The defense minister of Malaysia says he supports America navigating the South China Sea. Last week, the United States Navy sent the USS Lassen within 12 nautical miles of a Chinese man-made island in the South China Sea. The government of China said the American mission violated its territorial claims and laws of the sea. The South China Sea is home to more than $5 trillion of shipping each year. It also claims 10% of the world's fresh fish market. Portions of the sea are claimed by China, Malaysia, the Philippines, Vietnam, Brunei, and Taiwan. I hope this will not create a situation that will increase tensions, that will make the waters even more murky, said Malaysian Defense Minister Hishamuddin Hussein. Hussein said he welcomes American vessels. He also said he has no problem with the U.S. patrolling the South China Sea. But the Philippine Defense Secretary said in October that maritime disputes are complex issues that require rules-based solutions. As responsible members of the international community, parties must refrain from unilateral actions that change the status quo and increase tensions. The Malaysian defense meetings come during a visit to China by U.S. Pacific Fleet Commander Harry Harris. The U.S. commander defended the patrols. "We've been conducting freedom of navigation operations all over the world for decades," Harris said. "No one should be surprised by them. The South China Sea is not and will not be an exception." I'm Jill Robbins.